You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the fold, the fray, and all of that after the long weekend. Hope you had a good one.
Flies by.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, it just flies by.
Yesterday, bad day to be returning from Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
Why is that?
The traffic was backed up 20 miles.
Wow.
Yesterday. I went to Las Vegas, like I do, and we came back on Saturday. A little bit of traffic. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It took 7 hours to get home, but man, beautiful sight in the San Bernardino Mountains of snow. All the way down to the foothills. Just gorgeous. I mean, and it snowed on Thursday while we were driving. No snow in Vegas.
Wow.
No snow. Yeah. We didn't get to get out and play in it. Just got to drive.
It's good to drive in it.
Which
is cool.
On the highway. Well, it can be scary. It wasn't bad.
As long as it wasn't freezy.
Some fun facts for today. Six Flags. The theme park got its name from the Six Flags that flew over its original park in Arlington, Texas. You're familiar with Arlington, right?
This is one thing I already knew.
you knew that's where the Six Flags. Fact. But did you know that one of them was the Confederate flag? It was, and they stopped flying it in 2017 after the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. Cucumbers are 96% water.
Yes.
That makes them even more than watermelons, which are 92% water. Should call them watercumbers.
Watercumbers.
Yeah. There's a kiwis. Kiwis, originally called Chinese gooseberries, but when New Zealand wanted to export them to the U.S., they changed the name because China was communist and unpopular during the Cold War. So there you go. Huh. Kiwis. We call them kiwis now because Chinese gooseberries was not popular. So there you go. Some fun facts for today.
I wonder where the name gooseberry came from.
I guess they're. I think they're a berry. They got seeds on the inside, right? Yeah, so that makes them a berry. Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. You should look that stuff up. I only read the facts. So what's going on?
They're on the internet, so they must be true. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton brought their families together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Aww. And they enjoyed their holiday with a very unique main dish, courtesy of Gwen's youngest son, Apollo.
Okay.
Well, the couple were at Blake's house in Oklahoma for the holiday, and Gwen documented the trip on her Instagram story, naturally. On her Insta-natch.
Well, and stories disappear, right? So we can't even go back and see it. It's gone.
Oh.
You know? I mean, so I'm glad that you chronicled this on Thanksgiving Day, because, you know, we wouldn't have known. The stories disappear.
She revealed on Thanksgiving that they were making a turkey covered in Funyuns.
Oh, Funyuns.
Yeah.
You had me at Funyuns. I love them things. Now, explain what a Funyun is, because maybe some of our audience outside the United States may not understand. What the hell is
a
Funyun?
They're supposed to be circles, but they mostly are broken.
They're rings.
They're rings.
They're rings, mostly
circles.
Broken. Yes, they're mostly broken because, you know. They're still tasty.
I had a few Funyuns yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I love Funyuns.
So the deal is they're like...
It's supposed to be a fried onion ring type thing.
It's a fried onion tasting ring.
Yeah.
I think very much the same kind of batter as like a Cheeto, but a little softer.
Airier,
that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But nummy. Wow.
Super nummy.
I can sit down with a family-sized bag. Well, you've met me. So they had a Funyun turkey.
So she revealed, they were
awesome.
The idea came from her 5-year-old son, Apollo.
Yeah.
So Gwen had asked Apollo to explain how he thought of the idea. And the little 5-year-old said, because everyone loves Funyuns in this family.
Out of the mouth of babes. Now, mouths of babes.
But there was, a few years ago, there was the big Cheeto turkey craze.
And there was a Flamin' Hot Cheeto turkey.
Oh, yeah. The Flamin' Hot.
And then there was the macaroni and cheese powder turkey. Did anybody do that this weekend?
I don't know.
You know, all the different ways to cook a pretty much boring meal. You know, turkey. It doesn't get much more boring than turkey. Turkey's like, I mean, I love it. Pretty boring when you think about it. So why not jazz it up a little bit with some Funyuns? Somebody get back to me when they do the Dorito Loco flavor.
I'd eat them all before I ever got them on the turkey.
So, that's kind of a problem, too.
Yeah. Well, over the holiday weekend, Liam Hemsworth was out and about in Malibu.
Ooh, in the boo.
He was in the boo. Enjoying the sights and sounds and smells.
And smells? What?
Yeah.
What
smells? So Liam was spotted going to a Malibu dispensary on Saturday.
Oh. The smell of California now. I swear to God, walk out the door and all I can smell is hemp. Not burning hemp, but hemp, because they're growing it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like they're growing it down the road from where
we are. And it's not the THC stuff.
No, it's not the good stuff. It's stuff for medicinal purposes. What the heck is that? And
lotions. You know, and lotions. Cosmetics.
Yeah,
and
you know.
Everyone's on the hemp wagon.
Sure is
so
smelly.
So yeah, it smells like hemp.
Sure is smelly out there. Anyway. So Liam was at the dispensary, huh?
Yes, this is hours ahead of
maybe
learning
he was picking
what it
stuff up for his brother Luke. I think that's why.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I don't think he was getting it for himself. But anyway, sorry.
So this is continue. Hours ahead of learning what it means to be a thirst trap.
A thirst trap? What is that? Thirst trap.
So Liam did his business and he posted a picture of him and his dog.
Which
maybe he was buying it for his dog.
You don't give your dog dope.
You give him hemp.
But he was at the dispensary. He could have got hemp anywhere online.
That's true.
Not a big
deal.
Yeah.
To which his co-star in the film, Isn't It Romantic, Adam Devine, accused Liam's post of being a thirst trap.
A thirst trap.
So Liam responded that he didn't know what the term meant.
I don't know what the term means, thirst trap. I've never heard of it before.
So after some back and forth, Liam got the meaning. Mm. So thirst trap. Mm-hmm. Which I learned this today, refers to a sexy photo posted online to attract attention.
Oh, you know, his ex-wife wouldn't know anything about that, being a thirst trap. Liam's ex, remember, somebody named Miley. But you know who is a thirst trap? And I mean, kind of a little trollop at being a thirst trap. A thirst trap trollop would be, of course, Halle Berry. Nobody can deny that. Even Halle Berry can't deny that.
No.
If she's posting sexy photos online to garner attention.
And she's got yours.
She's had mine before.
I just wanted to be my personal trainer.
She's had mine before there was social media. Let me just put that out there. Anyway.
That is true. You've been devoted for a long time.
I've been a devotee. A devotee.
Devotee of the beret.
The beret. All right. Well, with that, we've overstayed our welcome. But welcome back, doggone it. And
you too.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right.
Have a great day. And
you too. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.